listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Beyond the Veil with your medium, Shelly Seanwald.
Shelly Seanwald.
Live from yourmedium.ca.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Beyond the Veil
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Beyond the Veil. I'm your host, Shelly Seanwald. Before we take our caller here, a spirit has been asked me to talk a little bit about grief and why we come to mediums and have discussions with mediums. And generally, it's driven by grief. And people think of grief as only being, well, I'm grieving a loved one or I'm grieving the loss of a pet. But you can grieve many things in your life. If you lose a job, you could be grieving the fact that your life has been altered and, you know, not by your own choosing. You can grieve your health. You know, circumstances have changed and you suddenly found yourself ill. You can grieve the person that you used to be. We can also grieve ourselves and our former selves prior to trauma that occurs. You know, and life can be very difficult, as we are all aware. And none of us are immune to life changes and being struck by whatever type of grief that's inflicting our lives. I mean, we often have the loss of relationships, maybe a divorce, or potentially, you know, losing a friend as well. Those are all things that I see people very often to talk about and work through those moments of grief. So we do have a caller here, I believe, and we're just going to see who's it's Michelle in Oshawa, Ontario. Michelle, are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
I'm well. I'm getting over a cold, but we're all right. We're here. We're happy. So what brings you to me today, Michelle?
I was just wondering if I could possibly get a love reading.
Okay. Now it feels like you've recently had a separation.
Yes.
Okay. Now what I'm hearing is it was kind of out of the blue.
Out of the blue?
Yeah, well, it was not what you're expecting to have happen in life. Yeah.
Yeah, yes. That's true, yes.
Okay. Because it just feels like it's like all of a sudden your world spun out of control as you lost this your partner. Okay. So yeah, this is one of the things that we can certainly grieve is the loss of a relationship. And what they're saying to me is that get back on the horse again. You know what?
Okay.
I mean, it's it feels to me like this wasn't catastrophic. It was shocking, but it does not feel like this was a catastrophic thing.
I lost my husband after 27 years.
Well. Okay. Now he's still alive though, right?
No, he passed.
Oh.
I've been into a new of my first relationship since. It's been 6 years since he passed, but I just got into recently into a new relationship. About 2 years ago, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm seeing two different relationships going on there. Okay, so now with the loss of the husband, I'm going to ask the spirit to give me a little bit more about that one. Okay, yeah, this was what they're saying to me. It was out of the blue that you know, you were not expecting him to pass. Okay.
No, not at all. No.
Okay. But when we're looking at this, it's always hard to lose a loved one, but you were still left. What they're saying to me is that you were still left in good standing otherwise. Like you were, you're grieving the loss of a relationship of a partner, but you know, all the facets around you were still okay. So it wasn't like your entire, you know, a plunger went into your home and blew everything up. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, it doesn't make sense.
Okay. Because you, what they're saying is that you were able to grieve and move on with the relationship. Now, with this new relationship, now it's interesting because it feels like is somebody on the fence with this one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's just, you know, it's not feeling like it's fitting the bill for you.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah. And
the clarity
what they're saying
of it,
is,
yeah.
You know, you deserve better than that. Right. You had 27 years with a man, you know, and it was for better, for worse, you know, won't dig into all that, but right. I mean, it was still a relationship that, you know, endured the test of time, but this is feeling different for you. And you know what I'm almost hearing is that it was a little bit too soon. And perhaps that's why things just, you know, you didn't find quite the right fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I was curious about. Yeah.
You know, and it's, of course, after losing someone for been a part of your life for so very long, we're lonely, right? And he was always there with you, and suddenly they're gone. Now I'm having a man move in close to me, and it's I'm hearing that you know, you're not supposed to be alone, but it feels like there's better for you.
Okay, yeah, yes. Okay.
You know, and it's what I'm getting is that there's like a, you know, big exhale on both parts, because I'm getting the sense it doesn't feel quite like it's clicking together for both sides.
Okay. Yeah, he doesn't know what he wants, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He wants
both.
He wants me and everything else, yeah. Right.
You know, that's not going to happen, right? Right, Michelle?
No, it's not. No.
You had somebody who was dedicated to you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he wants me to be dedicated to him, but he wants to still be single too, right? But me to be there for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, you know.
You're not that kind of person, though. You had a long relationship and you had somebody by your side for 27 years, and you should expect no less.
Yes, I agree. The
no less than that. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. This person is just not, it's kind of wishy-washy, and it's not your doing. None of this is your fault. It almost feels like there's some sort of like, oh, am I doing something wrong? You're not. What you need to do is do what's right for yourself. And by doing what's right for yourself, it's right for him too.
Okay.
Because he moves on, he can do his own thing, but it feels like there's somebody out there that will fit the bill for that. That's also looking for that commitment. Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because you enter marriage it almost feels like you've met this person before.
Oh, really? He's already in my life? Yeah.
Possibly, yes. Yeah, it feels like in passing, or you may have met this person before. But what I'm getting from this man in spirit is saying, like, he made sure that everything was taken care of so that you would be okay, that life wouldn't fall apart if he left. He was good that way, right? There wasn't stuff left unturned. And he says, expect no less from someone else that you get into a relationship with. He did that because he loved you and he took care of you and made sure that you were going to be all right. You know, some relationships in the end, especially when you have someone passing, it can be catastrophic. I mean, people, you know, lose their homes, you know, they lose access to bank accounts. It can be really, really stressful and hard and completely upending you. You didn't have that happen because your husband loved you, right?
Loved me.
Now, he wants you to have somebody like that again, that's going to take care of you, And he says, expect no less than that, but ask for more.
Okay.
You know, I got it. And you were good to your husband too. You were a good partner, and you've been good to this person that you've been kind of in a relationship with. But it's time to get yourself into a situation where you feel that love and security again, because you deserve it. You were good to your husband. There's no doubt about it. I'm feeling that it was a good relationship, not without its relationship quirks, because 27 years is a long time to be with someone, right? And the relationship evolved over time, but it was still good. It was still good.
Yeah.
You missed that.
Love each other. Yes, we do.
Yeah. We missed that. And it feels like the person that's going to come into your life is like that. You know, that will have an evening to have conversations with you, just sit and have a conversation. You know, be there with you, and not always on the run, right? It feels like this person that you're with right now is just always out doing something else, and it doesn't include you.
That's so true.
The person that you're going to find is going to be inclusive of your life. And, you know, I see your relationship with your husband and this new relationship, they're looking at you with love. You know, when your husband looked at you, he looked at you with, he had such love in his eyes for you. You know, and you'll find that again. You're going to have that again. But what I'm hearing from this man is put yourself first in all of this.
Okay.
You know, it's there for you, but you have to get yourself, you have to shed the skin with this person and really take a soul search. Remember what was beautiful about your relationship with your husband, and then look for that.
Okay.
That helped.
Thank you. Yes, it does.
You're welcome.
It gave me some clarity. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It was wonderful talking to you, Michelle, and I know there's great things around the corner for you.
No, thank you. It's good to hear. Okay, thank you very much. That really helps.
Have a wonderful night. All right. Well, that was another caller. Again, it's, you know, when we have somebody come in for readings, it's often about grief. We, you know, grieving relationships is also a very, very common one. And it's hard to lose a partner and then put yourself back out there to find someone who matches that energy that you had at that one point in time. But it's definitely possible. You know, we just have to remember what makes us happy and then go forth with that. Put it out to spirit. Say, this is what I loved. Help me find that again. But again, do your part with it too, right? We also have to do that as well. So as I leave you tonight, I wish you all well. And remember, put it out to spirit what you need and want, and then go help them with the legwork and see what they come up with for you. Have a wonderful night, everyone.